I hated Las Vegas. It was absolutely awful place to live. It was hot. It was bigoted. You know, the only jobs that African Americans had in this town, for the most part, were maid and porter in the hotel. And there were a few teachers. There was one black lawyer. There was one black doctor. Mm-hmm. And at the time we moved here, I don't think there was a principal. And I kind of came to town in the throes of a school desegregation suit. Uh-huh. So I had been very involved in the League of Women Voters all the time in all the other places. And so I got very involved in the League of Women Voters again. And they filed an amicus brief to the school desegregation suit, which had been filed by the NAACP. And meanwhile, my spouse was working for Computer Sciences Corporation, buying a new, or getting the specifications anyway, on a new computer system for the Department of Energy. Mm-hmm. So after we had been here for a while, I decided that I wanted to go to work. I had worked part-time in all the places we had lived. And my children were about to start to kindergarten. So I made an application at Reynolds Electrical and Engineering Company. And they were on a strike. 1970. RECO was on strike because the company was trying to get an agreement with the building trades that they were going to basically open up to African Americans.
Okay.
Because there were no African Americans in the building trades. So, and they had a strike for 107 days.
Wow.
To get that issue settled. And it was eventually settled by the unions agreeing that they would take in so many African Americans into the apprenticeship programs. Mm-hmm. So when the strike was over, I walked into RECO one day, I guess, just really in late September. It was very warm. I remembered I was just breezing because the office was located right near where I lived. Mm-hmm. I lived on Milo Way, which is in Richfield Village behind what is, you know, wasn't then, but the Palace Station is there now. In that housing development, and their office was there where the Palace, where that street is, and that comes up around the Palace Station. Well, that was the RECO offices. And so I walked in there and said, you know, oh, you have an application for me for a job. I know the strike is over. And so the guy said, oh, yeah, come in, we want to talk to you. I said, oh, no, you can't interview me. I'm not dressed appropriately. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I got interviewed. I got hired for $4.10 an hour as an accountant.